Welcome to Slight Reliability, the show where we learn SRE and observability one week at a time. I'm Stephen Townsend. Hello and welcome back to Slight Reliability. I'm Stephen Townsend and this is the show where we learn about SRE and observability one week at a time. Today, we're talking about dashboards. We all know what dashboards are. In the observability community, they are somewhat maligned as an antiquated thing, which maybe we shouldn't be using so much anymore. But I work for a company who primarily builds software for dashboarding. So why did I do that? How do dashboards fit into the digital age? That's what we're here to talk about today. At the end of the episode, I just did want to let you know that I will be plugging a competition, which you could be involved in if you would like to. But first, let's get down and dirty with dashboards. Potentially silly question, what is a dashboard? A dashboard is a collection of views, could be graphs, could be some other kind of visualization, on a screen which tell us about something. That could be anything. Doesn't have to be technology related, doesn't even have to be monitoring. Could be anything at all. Dashboards tell us about known knowns. They tell us about the things we know about in advance that we need to look at. So historically, they worked really well for monitoring and technology because the complexity of technology and the landscapes that we worked in were sufficient for that. We knew what we knew and we knew what we didn't know. The digital age is a time of unknown unknowns. We cannot predict in advance what is going to happen and what we're going to find. It is impossible. It's full of completely unexpected and bizarre events which we could have never possibly predicted within a backdrop of extreme complexity and massively distributed systems. A fully connected world, if you will. In that context, dashboards don't work so well. When it comes to that kind of data, we need a way to explore the data to find what's happening quickly when something unusual occurs. And we also need different ways of visualizing that. For example, the sort of flow diagrams used to track distributed traces. So why did I join an organization who primarily builds dashboarding and visualization software if this isn't a good format for handling very complex technical systems in a world of unknown unknowns? I think the answer is that there's a lot more to visibility and monitoring and collecting and presenting data than just observability. So observability is, as far as I'm concerned, about understanding clearly what's happening within very complex distributed technology systems. It is absolutely necessary. I won't argue that even for a second. We need that. Otherwise, how do we deal with these completely unexpected events that occur and figuring out where the issue is and how to resolve it and how to restore service to customers and even just how to understand what is happening within these incredibly complex systems? We need observability for that. Observability doesn't lend itself well to being presented on dashboards. It's more about exploring data to understand what's happening and seeing other kinds of interactive visual ways of how things are flowing through a system, particularly leveraging things like distributed tracing. So that's a big part of the work, and it's very engineering focused. It's about understanding and running technology systems. But that is just one part of the work of SRE and other fields of technology. There's so much more that we need to do. For one thing, it's not only engineers who want to know about technology. There are other stakeholders, in particular, leaders, executives, managers. These are people who look after teams of people who run and operate and build technology. And they want to feel a sense of how that is going, whether that is directly about the technology and if it's up and running and how it's going, could be about the reliability of it. Or it could be things about the teams and how they're going. You know, how effective are they in their operations work, for example. If we don't service this information, and if leaders don't have access to it, then how can they make good decisions that steer, you know, the team and the organization in the right direction? That's a very different kind of communication of information than observability. I don't think it's fair to say just because we have great observability, which a handful of engineers can understand and drill into, that that's satisfactory for the rest of the organization, for leaders and non-technical people who still need to know how, you know, at a high level, how are things going? So dashboards aren't going to provide us this very detailed technical view into exactly what is happening within a complex distributed technology system, but they can provide us that kind of health, the overview which I just talked about, the kind of information that leaders want to see. So in that context, I think dashboards are valuable, and I know they're valuable because I've seen them in action. If you listen to the SLO Conf talk, which I just did with Gwen Berry, which is available on YouTube from the Noble 9 YouTube page, you can hear about how we used high-level dashboards to benchmark the reliability of different teams across the organization to start that SRO conversation. And the really interesting thing about that work is it got incredible levels of engagement from executive managers across the organization, because they understood it and it made sense and they could see very clearly where the pain points and opportunities were to work to use SRE concepts to make things better. I think it's very easy as engineers to get caught up in technical stuff, cool technical information and what's going on here and there. And yes, that is absolutely valuable. And technology is built upon people who think like that. But we also need to think about telling stories. Taking really complex information, which not everyone is going to understand, and thinking about how that actually matters to the organization, and then communicating it to the right stakeholders in the right way so that they can actually be informed and make the right decisions about what to do next or what to change or what to keep doing. The other side of it is that, as I said, I think that observability is primarily technology focused and it's quite inward looking. It's very necessary, but it's inward looking. Whereas as SREs, there are many, many other areas of our work which are not related directly to technology. For example, improving operational process. So yes, we have these teams and they have services, and improving the reliability of those services is part of the work, but also improving the operational work that they do to make it more efficient and effective. So how do you measure operational effectiveness? Modern observability techniques probably aren't going to work. It's not that kind of system. You can't instrument people or what they do. So we need other ways to collect and present that information. And, you know, using things such as DORA metrics and other frameworks, which I know DORA metrics aren't perfect and there's a lot of criticism going around at the moment, but they are a starting point to start discussing about how effective we are at operating technology systems. And dashboards are an absolutely fine way to present that kind of information. I think another challenge is across many organizations, and I've experienced this myself, is siloed teams who maybe don't share information about what's going on within their system, within their team, which is, you know, they're probably not doing it because they're trying to hide anything. It's just a mindset to say, you know what, information that we collect about our system, our component, or our part of the solution, or even our team, is useful information which other people can get something out of, or they might actually need to be effective at their job, treating it like a product and service for the whole organization. But the reality is that that doesn't happen most of the time. And you know what? Dashboards, they're not super fancy, but they are a really good way to take some information which is useful or required by other parts of the organization and to make it easily available and accessible. It's almost like they give you a way to bottle up a story and to share it with someone. But that story is also up to date with whatever information is currently being fed into it at the time, which is pretty cool, right? Okay, I'm only going to cover a couple more things that dashboards are good at, and then I'm going to talk about the drawbacks to keep things balanced in this episode. So dashboards are also pretty good at providing status roll-ups. So having, for example, you have an engineering team who looks after some particular service, they can sort of, you know, present a status to say whether or not that service is in a good state or not. And that can be surfaced to some high-level dashboard that leadership can look at. Dashboards are good at that kind of thing. Again, that's focused on known knowns and sort of high-level health summaries, not detailed technical information. But that's fine. They're good at that. And they're also good at sort of pulling together information from disparate places and presenting it in one location, which I think is valuable. You might, for example, pull information about your deployments and when they occurred and how they went versus incidents and whether they caused incidents or and whether there's a relationship between those two things. Dashboards are good at that kind of thing as well. So I guess in essence, they are good at providing high-level information and telling stories and making high-level information easy to share across an organization. That's what they're good at. So let's, you know, keep things balanced now and talk about some of the drawbacks of dashboards. The main one is, as I said, they're not great for presenting deep technical information because they only can present what you know to look for in advance. And in this digital age, we have completely unexpected, unpredictable things happening all the time. So it's not a great way to present that. And I've seen teams try to create dashboards for every possible thing they might need to look for. And it is dizzying having just hundreds of dashboards that nobody ever looks at. So that is a waste of time, and we should not be doing that. The other thing is that unlike exploring data, dashboards are an asset which you build and you need to maintain them. They can become a significant source of technical debt, or they just become a complete, you know, wasted asset lying around, potentially costing you money, especially with things like AWS CloudWatch, where I think dashboards cost you money. They can also become a source of noise. So if you have hundreds of dashboards and one of those dashboards actually contains useful knowledge that you need to look at, but then you have to sort through 199 other dashboards to find the right one, that's not good either. You know, signal to noise ratio is a big thing in observability, and I think it applies here when you have way too many useless dashboards. So use dashboards thoughtfully. Use them to present the right kind of information. Use them to break down barriers between different teams in your organization to get the right information to the right people and target it at the right level for those people. So I mentioned at the start of the episode that I would be sharing a competition. Squared Up, who I work for, they are running a dashboarding competition. So they've just released this new tile editor for the product, for the cloud product, along with something called the Web API, which lets you connect to any data you like from anywhere, provided it is behind a RESTful API. So you can use the Web API to connect to anything at all. Could be if you work for a product company, your own product, could be anything at all. And everyone who presents a dashboard and submits it gets a t-shirt. You can also win some pretty sweet Star Wars Lego. And we're also taking the top sort of submissions, and I'll be doing video interviews and writing a blog about those as well. And you'll be showcased on our dashboard gallery as well. So if that's something that interests you, you can check out the link, which I'll put in the description, and yeah, get involved. I'm thinking about building a dashboard myself to try and track some of my social media analytics, which is a little bit challenging because old Elon has locked down the Twitter analytics API because I wanted to plot Twitter, see my analytics over time. So you have to pay for that now. So that's a bit of a no-go. So now I'm looking at the LinkedIn pages and potentially looking at YouTube views and Buzzsprout, who is my podcast hosting provider, and getting some stats out of that as well. So yeah, interested to see what people come up with. So anyway, that is all from another episode of Slight Reliability. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to catching you next week. And just as a little bit of a heads up, 2 weeks' time I'm heading overseas to the UK and then to Singapore or SRECon Asia Pacific. So there's going to be a little bit of time where there may not be an episode released. So just giving you a warning of that. All right, I'll catch you all next time.